Today we're going to make a jungle atmosphere feel warmer, denser, and way more live in Ableton Live 12, without smearing your drums and bass. This is a beginner-friendly FX lesson, but the sound we're after is serious, dusty, saturated air that supports the roller momentum of the track. In drum and bass, atmosphere is not just decoration. It helps create pressure, motion, and that timeless old-school energy. So the big idea here is simple. Clean the atmosphere first, saturate it carefully, then shape it so it sits behind the break instead of fighting it. Let's build a basic chain together. Start by choosing a source with character. This could be vinyl crackle, rain, wind, tape hiss, a long pad, a chopped sample, a reverse texture, or even a filtered break loop. The best atmosphere sounds usually have some mid-range content, some movement, and not too much low end. If the sound is too clean, saturation can help, but it works best when the source already has some personality. Put that atmosphere on an audio track, and the first device in the chain should be EQ8. We're doing this first because the low end must stay clear for the kick and sob. Try a high-pass filter around 120 to 200 Hz. For a busy roller mix, you can go higher, around 180 Hz. For a softer ambient bed, 120 to 140 might feel better. If the sample sounds muddy, take a small dip around 250 to 400 Hz. And if there's harsh fizz, check the 5 to 10 kHz area and reduce it gently. This first EQ is doing the boring but essential work. In drum and bass, that low-end cleanup is what keeps your atmosphere from turning into soup. Now add saturator after EQ8. This is the core move. Saturation adds harmonics, which means the sound gets thicker, closer, and more textured. It can make a simple atmosphere feel like it has dust, body, and pressure around it. A good starting point is about 3 to 8 decibels of drive. Begin around 4 dB if you want subtle warmth. Push it towards 6 or 8 dB if you want a dirtier jungle vibe. Try analog clip or soft sine as your curve type. Analog clip often feels especially good for darker, older sounding jungle textures. But here's the important part. Level match your output. Don't let it sound better just because it got louder. Use the output control so you're comparing tone, not volume. That's a really important beginner habit. What you're listening for here is the atmosphere getting a little closer, a little denser, and a little more alive. It should feel like it belongs in the room with the drums. If it starts getting harsh or fizzy, back off the drive a bit. Saturation is like seasoning. A little can be magic. Too much and you lose the meal. After saturator, add another EQ8. This is where you clean up any new harmonic junk that was created by the saturation. That's normal. Saturation creates new overtones, and some of them may be ugly or pokey. If the sound gets boxy, try a small dip somewhere around 2.5 to 4 kHz. If it gets too bright or scratchy, tame the upper mids. And if it needs a little air back, you can gently add a high shelf around 8 to 10 kHz. A lot of beginners skip this post-saturation EQ, but it's really useful. The tone after distortion is not always the tone you want in the mix. Next, let's add movement with echo or simple delay. This is where the atmosphere starts feeling like it's breathing with the track. Static layers can sound flat. A little delay creates space and forward motion, which is perfect for rollers and jungle. If you use echo, try sync times like 1/8, 1/8 dotted, or 1/4. Keep feedback fairly low, around 10 to 25%. Filter the delay so it doesn't crowd the mix. A low cut around 200 Hz and a high cut somewhere around 6 to 9 kHz is a solid starting point. Keep the dry/wet subtle, maybe 5 to 20%. If you use simple delay, keep the left and right times slightly different and the feedback low. The goal is not a big obvious delay effect. The goal is just enough movement to make the atmosphere feel like it's drifting through the beat. Now add drum bus. Even though drum bus sounds like a drum tool, it can be amazing on atmosphere. It adds a little pressure, a little blue, and a more tape-like, Preston feel. Start very gently, maybe 5 to 15% drive, a tiny bit of crunch if you want grit, and use damp to soften anything too bright. I'd usually leave boom off for atmospheres unless you specifically want some low bloom. And if the sound gets too spiky, pull the transients down a touch. This is another place where less is more. Drum bus can get aggressive fast, so listen carefully and keep it controlled. At the end of the chain, put utility. This one is simple but very useful. If the atmosphere feels too wide and distracts from the center, pull width down to around 70 to 90%. If it already feels good, leave it at 100. In drum and bass, the center of the mix should stay focused for the kick, snare, and bass. Atmospheres can be wide, but they should not steal the spotlight. Now we get to the fun part. Automation. This is how you turn a static atmosphere into arrangement movement. Instead of keeping everything the same the whole track, let the atmosphere evolve with the song. For the intro, keep the saturation lower and maybe let the filter stay a little tighter. In the breakdown, raise the drive a little and open up the delay or echo. Before the drop, you can automate the saturator drive up by a couple of dB, or slowly open the EQ high-pass filter so the space feels like it's expanding. Then, when the drop hits, back the atmosphere off a little so the drums and bass can punch through harder. That's a great beginner trick. The drop feels bigger not because everything gets louder, but because the atmosphere gets more controlled. If your texture starts sounding especially good, resample it. This is one of the best DNB workflows. Record the processed atmosphere to a new audio track, then chop it up, reverse it, warp it, or repitch it. Suddenly a simple pad or noise source becomes a custom jungle texture. You can make intro washes, transition tails, fill elements, or breakdown loops from the same source. This is a classic process. Process, print, shop, reuse. Now let's talk about a few common mistakes. One big mistake is saturating too much low end. If the atmosphere still has bass in it, distortion will muddy the whole mix very quickly. That's why the first EQ is so important. Another mistake is not level matching. If the processed sound is louder, your ears may think it's better even if it isn't. Always trim the output. A third mistake is making the atmosphere too bright. Saturation can bring out harsh top harmonics, and if that happens, just go back to your post-saturation EQ and tame the problem. Also, watch your width. Super wide layers can sound huge solo, but weak or facey in the full mix. And finally, don't let the atmosphere compete with the snare. In drum and bass, the snare crack needs space. If the ambience is masking that hit, reduce the presence around the 1 to 5 kHz area, or duck the atmosphere slightly on drum hits. Here's a great beginner habit. Solo the atmosphere briefly, turn the effect on and off, then reintroduce the full mix and ask yourself, did this add mood without stealing focus? That question will save you a lot of mix trouble. If you want a darker, heavier jungle vibe, try using analog clip and saturator and keep the treatment a little gritty but restrained. You can also create a parallel dirt lane by duplicating the atmosphere. Keep one version cleaner and more controlled, then make the duplicate dirtier, narrower, and more saturated. Blend the dirty copy underneath the clean one. That gives you thickness without losing clarity. Another nice move is to place auto filter before saturator if you want more control. Filter the top and bottom a bit, then saturate the mid-range more intentionally. That can give you a darker, more focused jungle texture. You can also make the atmosphere feel older by combining saturation with subtle degradation. A little bit of high cut, a little crackle, maybe some gentle while on flutter style movement if you have it. Keep it subtle. You want age and character, not obvious damage. For arrangement, think like this. Intro, the atmosphere sets the world. Breakdown, it becomes more exposed and more emotional. Pre-drop, increase density instead of just volume. And in the drop, let it support the groove quietly so the drums and bass stay dominant. That's the whole mindset here. Atmosphere as a support layer, not a lead sound. For a quick practice exercise, load a rain, vinyl or pad sample onto an audio track. High pass it around 160 Hz. Add saturator with about 5 dB of drive and a curve-like analog clip. Match the output level. Add another EQ8 and cut any harshness around 3 to 5 kHz. Then add echo with a synced 1/8 delay, about 15% feedback, and around 10% wet. Finish with utility and pull the width down to about 85% if it feels too wide. Loop 8 bars and automate a little more drive in the breakdown, then raise the echo a touch before the drop. That small change can make the whole section feel like it's breathing. So remember the full workflow. Clean first with EQ8, saturate second, refine tone after saturation, add motion with delay, glue it gently with drum bus, control width with utility, and automate everything across the arrangement so the atmosphere moves with the tune. If you do it right, your jungle atmosphere will feel darker, warmer, more rhythmic, and much more timeless. It'll sit around the break like dust in the air, helping create that pressure and motion that makes a roller feel alive. Keep experimenting, keep resampling, and always make sure the atmosphere serves the groove.